Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Our news click today, Pat Quinn wants to limit mayoral terms to two. Do you agree? If you're Mayor Rahm Emanuel, with one M, you may not agree. But maybe you think that's a good idea. Should we limit the mayor's terms to two? Now, I think I know what Thomas Jefferson says about this. Thomas Jefferson, I'm not sure. I believe he says you already have term limits. It's called the ballot box. If you don't like somebody, throw them out. You can throw them out after one term. You could impeach them before the term is over if they're doing a terrible job or something illegal. So you already have term limits. You don't need to limit their terms. But George Washington said, let's only make it two terms for president. I'm not sure what Thomas Jefferson will say about this. Pat Quinn will join us in a couple of seconds, but he needed to get so many signatures on petitions to actually get it on the ballot. And if that happens in November, then come this next re-election for Pat Quinn, he would not even be eligible to run. Now, the Tribune and Kristen McQuarrie, I noticed, said, oh, don't worry. Rahm's got a lot of money, a lot of lawyers, and he's going to fight this. I'm just curious what you think about it. Should we limit the mayoral terms to two in the city of Chicago? There's Pat Quinn, the former governor, and the guy behind this petition drive on the phone. Governor Quinn, it's John. You're back on the air. How are you?
Well, very good, John. It's good to talk to you. And, yeah, we want to salute all the people who signed our petition for term limits on the mayor and circulated it. We had a broad coalition from every neighborhood, every walk of life. We're down there at City Hall yesterday, and under the Constitution of Illinois, the people in each city, including our own, Chicago, have a right to petition for a binding referendum asking whether the mayor should be limited to two terms. And they've done this in every big city in America except Chicago. Of the 10 largest cities in America, 9 of the 10 have a term limit on the mayor. Chicago is the only one without it, and we want to give people a chance to vote on the issue and vote their conscience on November 6th.
Is this directed specifically at Rahm Emanuel? You want him out? Or put it this way, first answer this, Governor Quinn. Do you think Rahm Emanuel's doing a good job?
There's room for improvement, a lot of improvement. I think this weekend showed that. I think it isn't personal, though, John. The whole principle of term limits has really taken hold in our country, certainly in the last decade, and especially in municipalities where New York had this referendum and the people there, New York City passed it, and Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Houston. And we're a big city, and you know, the mayor has a lot of power, and certainly with all the new campaign finance raising of money, the huge big money in politics, kind of underlines the need for the ultimate campaign finance reform, which is term limits on the incumbent after 8 years. That's a pretty good amount of time. If they can't get the job done, then maybe it's time to step aside.
Pat, what if Rahm Emanuel was doing a great job by your estimation? Would you still be doing this? Would you still be trying to limit his terms?
Yeah, I'm like George Washington. I believe in the principle of term limits. I think he showed back when he was president the first time back in our country's beginning, one of the founding fathers. At that time, King George in England had been on the throne for 59 years, and George Washington voluntarily stepped aside after two terms and kind of set a precedent for American democracy that one person in the same office for too long, that's not always healthy for democracy, and it's good to have an opportunity to have competition, and especially now in the 21st century where you have all the big money and these super PACs and super PACs, all this campaign money. You know, I don't think it's healthy to limit competition, and one of the best ways to open up the door to new candidates is term limits on the incumbent, and this has happened in Los Angeles. It happened in Houston. They elected their first woman mayor. First Hispanic mayor was elected in Los Angeles, and many other cities have had San Francisco elected an Asian American mayor. It's an opportunity to have real diversity and real competition.
Yeah, right. Would this be for all mayors' offices in the state, or are you just interested in Chicago with this petition?
Well, No, you got to do it city by city. Already, John, 25 Illinois cities in their own city have put a term limit on their mayors, like Springfield, Illinois did, and Naperville, and Downers Grove, Oak Lawn, Des Plaines, and 25 altogether. And Chicago has never had this referendum, and the referendum we're talking about would apply only to Chicago, to the office of mayor, and it would be a two-term limit, which is the same as what the president has, and that ought to be enough time to get the job done. And this will be the very first time in the history of Chicago, 181-year history, that a binding referendum has been put on the ballot by voter petition, and the voters get a chance to vote yes or no. And if they vote yes, they make the law. The people of Chicago have the final say. The mayor can't change it. The city council can't change it. They have to accept the results of the referendum on November 6th.
I'm reading from Kristen McQuarrie online, one of the editorial writers and sometimes columnist at the Chicago Tribune. She's also a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast. She notes that you filed roughly 6,000 pages of citizen signatures. She noted you needed 52,519 valid signatures to get the measure on the ballot. And you were at the city's clerk's office yesterday with 86,481 signatures. So if those stand up, then it'll be on the ballot. And then is it just a simple majority of 51% of us say we like the idea, then Rahm can't run?
That's right. The majority, 50.1, one more than 50%, will make the decision.
Isn't part of the problem?
Obviously get a
isn't part of the problem with this, Pat, that what if somebody's doing a great, what if crime had been cut in half, or what if people think that Rahm is doing a good job, and you know what happened this weekend?
In New York, they had term limits but set them aside after September 11th.
Well, that was Rudy Giuliani's idea, right?
I think he wanted that.
They
didn't. I'm sorry.
Fair enough, Steve. I mean, it's a good point. He petitioned that because he thought he was doing such a good job, and people did like him at that time. Roe reminds us, because he followed this story more closely than I did, and we talked about it the other day, that leading up to that, his extracurricular activities, people were fed up with in New York. But right afterwards, there was some momentum to give him a third term. Okay, so back to Chicago, though, for just a second, Pat. What if a mayor's doing a great job? What a shame to see somebody who's doing well have to step down.
Yeah, well, I think American democracy over the really decades and centuries has found that having a two-term limit of 8 years is a reasonable amount of time for any good elected official to do a lot of good work. And having the principle of stepping aside after that period of time allows for democracy to take place and real competition. And I think even more than ever, you know, the big money in politics today, billions and millions of dollars being spent, it's not healthy to have an incumbent with $25 million and the challengers with far less than that. You can't have real competition. And so term limits are a way of, as President Obama said, bringing fresh ideas, fresh blood, new people into the system. And I really think that's the way to go. But, you know, the point of it is for both you, John, and Steve listening, we want to have a referendum on this. You know, the mayor hasn't ever given us a chance to do that. So we want to at least have a vote by the people after hearing the debate on whether or not we should have a two-term limit on the mayor.
All right, Pat, well, good luck to you and good luck to the citizens. I hope their will out. That's the idea on this. You know, I mean, I'm a little torn about it. I generally lean with you on this one, but then again, if the people feel otherwise, I suppose we need to respect that too, right?
Yeah, it'll be a good campaign, and, you know, it's the first time ever in Chicago, Machine Chicago with all the machine tradition, that the voters themselves, by petition, are putting a binding referendum on the ballot where they will make the final decision. And I think that's very healthy for the city to really have that kind of grassroots democracy that is the best way to protect the people. You know, John, a long time ago, Jane Addams, the first American woman to receive the Nobel Prize, she lived in Chicago. She lived 100 years ago. She said the cure for the ills of democracy is more democracy. So that's really what we're trying to do with the term limit on the mayor referendum, give people a chance to speak.
Didn't there used to be a guy around and said, let the will of the people be the law of the land?
Yeah, very intelligent fellow. I'm fumbling for his name. Yeah, he served as a governor once.
He was governor and treasurer, quite a lot of things.
Oh, no kidding. Are you quoting Pat Quinn there?
Yeah, that was one of the governor's favorite sayings, I think.
How about that?
Yeah, let the will of the people be the law of the land. And, you know, it's very important. They always keep that in mind. If we're going to have a better democracy, we've got to have more voter voice.
You're not referring to yourself in the third person, are you, Pat? Because that's just...
No,
that doesn't
I
seem like
responding
you.
To the excellent, insightful comment of the first man.
Okay, I got to go. You do too. But listen, okay. We've got a nice pair of tickets for you and your friends at the Thomas Jefferson Show. I want you to bring this up with him. I think it'd be very interesting for a packed audience at the College of DuPage at a sold-out show to hear you and him exchange on this.
All right, sounds good. Okay, John.
Thank you, sir. That's Pat Quinn, Thomas Jefferson's show, on stage with me at the College of DuPage, Saturday, August 18th. I think you can get in on the 10 o'clock show. Maybe you can't. I know some tickets are still available for the 1 o'clock show. There's a couple of texts from some of our listeners who have been to the Thomas Jefferson shows before. He walks onto stage with me. We chat a little bit. You ask questions. It's amazing. My ticket was my birthday gift from my grown son, wrote Deanna, who accompanied me. I've been wanting to see WGN, King John, and Thomas Jefferson for years, but the tickets sold out so fast. My history buff son enjoyed it too, and TJ made some comments that foreshadowed the election outcome. This was a July 14th tweet at us, but obviously referring to the show that we did just before the 2016 election. And Felice wrote, I asked my 13-year-old grandson to accompany me. He thoroughly enjoyed the presentation. We even had a conversation about the topics that were discussed. He did not pick up his cell phone for the entire 20-minute ride home. That's a big deal. It really is. How do you get tickets? Go to WGNRadio.com/events.